This week's Cotton Newsline is Four Cuts. All cuts are Keith Minchie, Manager of Science and Environmental Issues for the National Cotton Council. Cut 1, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Those issues include, of course, the Clean Water Act, the Sixth Circuit decision, and developing a permitting system under the Clean Water Act, which is unprecedented. The council spent a lot of time and effort trying to get that decision overturned. We have exhausted all our judicial recourses for that, all the way up to a Supreme Court request for a rehearing. We've worked with EPA in developing these, and now Senator Lincoln and Chambliss have actually introduced a bill that would overturn the Sixth Circuit decision. So we are supporting that bill, and as we went around making visits for this hearing, encouraging other senators to co-sponsor.
Cut 2, coming in 3, 2, 1.
EPA has been trying to develop language for 12 or 15 years now. The current version of the language that they're proposing has some very broad open language. Basically, it says pesticides should not be applied in a manner that would contact non-target species or could cause an adverse effect. The term could cause is clearly very open to interpretation, and although EPA is claiming that they need this language because state enforcement agencies are asking for it, to put out ambiguous language like that is certainly not going to help the problem, but would only do more harm because now the state agencies would have to interpret what could cause mean. So we don't see this as a good solution, and would like to see EPA either scrap the idea completely or go back to the drawing board.
Cut 3, coming in 3, 2, 1.
The Washington Toxics case that's going on in the Pacific Northwest right now in relation to salmon involves 37 active ingredients and is resulting in massive buffer zones up to as much as 1,000 feet. We believe that there needs to be some kind of predetermined process that EPA and the services work together in order to bring pesticide registrations in compliance with the Endangered Species Act. What's gone on over the past 4 or 5 years is clearly unworkable. So we are proposing that some sort of counterpart regs be developed, which would lay out a procedure for EPA and the services to work together well under the Endangered Species Act.
Cut 4, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Particularly the older chemistries, we seem to be losing a lot of those here recently. We've lost endosulfan, carbofuran. We just recently lost temic. Atrazine's on the chopping block. MSMA is going to be phased out. So we're seeing a series of aggressive steps EPA's taken to get rid of some of these older chemistries, which are cheaper and still effective.